So this week's parsha,
Parshas Tzav, I'd like to talk about very, very peculiar idea. You know, we've discussed in the past, what are the Kohanim doing? What's the mission of the Kohanim? Sefer Vayikra is known as Torah's Kohanim. And it gives all these beautiful things, Shechita, Zrika, Halacha, Kabbalah Sadan, and many other things, Kmitza. And then we're introduced to a new halacha. Tzavos Aaron v'Sbanav. Hashem directs Aaron and his children about the Ola, Zos Torah Sa'ola, with the fire. And then it says, in Pasuk Gimel, the beginning of the Parsha, V'lavash ha'kohen midovad, u'mnitcha seva yilbash al b'sar. So the Kohen should put on his fitted tunic, right? His mechusayim. And he puts it on. V'hirim es adeshan asher tochal ha'eshes ha'olah l'mizbeach. V'samo eitzel ha'mizbeach. And he takes off the ashes from what has been consumed on the mizbeach. And he puts it next to the mizbeach. And then u'fashat es begadah v'lavash begadah macher. V'otzi es adeshan mechusel ma'achanev v'makom tahar. And then, right, he moves those garments and he puts other garments on and he removes the ash from Eitzel HaMizbeach to outside the camp to what's called a Makom Tahor, to a pure place, and Rashi explains a little bit what that means. So this is a very peculiar thing. Clearly the Torah is directing Kohanim to remove the ash, the pile of ash from the Mizbeach. And, you know, if you'd ask me, I would have said to direct maybe the support staff, you know, the people in charge of making sure, you know, the Beis HaMikdash was clean, you know, the janitors. And yet, it's clear in the Torah that we're directly asking the Kohanim, Aaron Ubanav, to deal with the ashes. This is something very peculiar. Of all things, that doesn't make any sense. Why should that be? So, I'd like to develop an idea, which I think is very, very important. Very, very important. And let's first begin with a concept. The concept is that the Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's home. And of course, as we know, Hashem's home, everything that you do in Hashem's home is holy. Every act, no matter how big or small, is an act of Kedusha, an act of holiness, incredible mitzvah. And the fact that the optics may not be incredible, right? May not be so exciting. May not be so fun. But when you realize what you're doing, you're serving Hashem, it doesn't matter, big or small. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You're doing the Tzivui Hashem. So whether you're doing the Shechita, the Zrika, the Haktara, the lighting of the menorah, or taking out the garbage, when it becomes the will of God, when it is the will of God, it doesn't matter how it looks or how it feels. It's the will of Hashem. No matter how big or small, doing the mitzvahs of Hashem is infused with holiness and kedusha. That concept you see in a number of places. I want to go back to it, but let me begin with a story that happened to me not long ago. Well, not long ago in my life, but around 12 years ago. And the story is like this. I was once in Yeshiva University in Yerushalayim, staying in Gross, and I had been doing interviews. I think it was during January time, January break, and I had been in Gross and running around, and I was staying in one of those buildings. Now, for those who are Shraga kids, they're not the most elaborate, they're not the most beautiful, but you know, it's fine. So we stayed there, and I was waiting for a cab or coming out of a cab one day. It was one afternoon, the sun was out, and it was a winter day, and all of a sudden, I see Senator Joe Lieberman walking down the steps. Now, I had seen him in pictures. I had once met him before in eighth grade on our Washington trip. So, like, of course, we all knew, everyone knows Senator Joe Lieberman. And unfortunately, the reason why I'm making it this point is because he just died yesterday. And he was the greatest Orthodox Jewish people in America, maybe ever. In terms of politics, influence, Joe Lieberman was a staunch Torah Jew, wrote a book about Shabbos, and a beautiful person. Have you ever spoken to him? Have you ever heard about him? Read about him. Really a wonderful, wonderful person, man of conviction. And anyway, he's walking down the steps, and I was like, I don't know, like, I had to say hello. So I say hello, I say Shalom Aleichem, and he says Aleichem Shalom. And he's carrying this big burlap sack, almost like this, I don't know, this big thing that was like on his shoulders. Like, it was interesting, because he was a man, you know, probably around 70 or so. He had recently retired from the Senate, and he was carrying this big thing on his back, over his shoulders. And I said, Shalom Lech, you know, my name is Yehuda Wallach, we don't really know each other, but I want, you know, for a lot about you, I've met you, and, you know, I said, hello. He says, oh, are you from Riverdale? I was like, yeah, that's my dad. So the first thing he says, ah, dad is an amazing person, special person, a great person. So I was like, thank you, of course, I knew that. Just as a P.S., I was speaking to my father last night, and I told him this. I think I told him before, but I said it to him again, and he said something to me, which I can't repeat, but can't say here, but there was something interesting about Joe Lieberman and my father. But anyway, so that's what he said to me. And then we schmoozed for another minute or two, like just a little chit-chat, and he keeps going. And then he turns around and he says, don't worry, I'm not leaving. I'm just going to do the laundry. And he was going to the laundromat, for those who stayed in Gross, Jacob, you know what I'm talking about? That little room there where the kollel wives do the laundry. And he was going to that laundromat to do the laundry for his family, whatever. He was staying there because his son-in-law and daughter were learning for the year in Gross. Right, which itself was amazing, because it's not the most lavish place to stay. You could have stayed in many other places, but it didn't matter. So the lesson that I learned from him is that it doesn't matter if you're an amazing person, you're a big person, you could be a Kohen Gadol. Right? It doesn't matter. Right? You could be the Kohen Gadol. But if Hashem says, this is what you need to do, you need to take out the garbage, you need to take out the garbage. You could be a senator. Right? If you have to do the laundry, you have to do the laundry. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. There's a great story of Rav Gifter. You probably have heard this story, I'll say it again. But it's the same idea. Rav Gifter was once approached by one of his talmidim in yeshiva. And, you know, they were having issues, shalom bias. And Rav Gifter met with the couple. And, you know, the wife said, listen, you know, I respect my husband. And I know that his time is valuable. And he has to learn. And he has a lot to do, of course. But, you know, sometimes, you know, and they ask him to take out the garbage, he says he doesn't take out the garbage. So Rav Gifter turned to the husband and was like, you know, what's this about? You know. So the husband said, listen, you know, I'm learning all day. I'm learning Torah Kedosha. Right? I'm doing the greatest thing you can do. I'm learning Torah. Right? I don't have the Keser Kahuna or the Keser Malchus, but I have the greatest Keser, the Keser Torah. Right? The crown of Torah, I'm a princely person. I can't take out the garbage, you know, like that's not for me. And Rav Gifter, you know, nodded and he said, you know, that's a good point. And he said, okay, listen, I get you. And he wished them well. The wife was obviously disappointed. She was waiting for some fiery musser from Rav Gifter, you know, like fire. Didn't come. So the story is told that that evening there's a knock on the door. And the wife opens the door, the husband opens the door, they're together. And who's there? It's Rav Gifter. So they're like totally, you know, aghast. They say, like, Rabbi, what are you doing? What can we do for you? What do you hear? Rav Gifter says, I'm here to take out the garbage. I'm here to take out the garbage. I know your husband, you know, I'm here to take out the garbage. Rav Gifter, one of the Gedolei Hador, one of the great Torah giants, taking out the garbage. And that is exactly what the Torah is saying here. It doesn't matter how big you are. You're doing the service of Hashem. It doesn't matter. And it gets to another point, which I think is very connected to what we just said. It's taking out the garbage in the Beis HaMikdash. It's It's also about taking the garbage in your own home. You know, if you look at the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash had a shulchan. The Beis HaMikdash had a menorah, right? The Beis HaMikdash, in many ways, mimics our own homes, right? You have tables, you have lamps, and other things that are very similar, sinks. There's a peculiar halakha, which we find earlier in Sukkim, in Parshas Tzavah. It talks about what the Kohen Gadol wears. He wears the me'il, and on the bottom of the me'il, there's a pomon, rimon, there's a bell, there's a pomegranate. And what's the bell there for? So Chazal say the bell is there so you can alert people. When the Kohen Gadol would be walking around, right, he'd be alerting people that I'm here. Right, Kibiyachal, almost like you're walking into the Lifnai Lufnim or the Beis HaMikdash, the Heichal, wherever he was going, it would be obvious that he was about to walk in. And that's what the Pamon of Rimon was there to do. So Chazal brought down, that just like when the Kohen Gadol was in the Beis HaMikdash, so too, when you enter your own home, there's a tradition, you knock. Right? There's a tradition that you don't barge into a room without first letting someone know you're about to walk in. And that's a tradition that people have. You know, sometimes if it's not a knock, but it's some other, you know, if it's turning the keys and it's obvious that you're about to walk in. So the idea is that you should alert people. Now, what's pointed out by some of the Balei Machshava, it's so interesting that here we are. We're talking about the Kohen Gadol and the Beis HaMikdash, right? And we're talking about the greatest Jew, right, in the holiest place. And we extract from what the Kohen Gadol and the Beis HaMikdash is doing, and we say every single person in his own home has to knock before he walks in. And the lesson the Balei Machshava point out is that our homes are supposed to be like the Beis HaMikdash. And we're supposed to be the Kohen Gadol. That we're the Kohen Gadol in our Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why that's significant is because if you're the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, that means when you take out the garbage, or when you do the dishes, or when you sweep the floor, what you're really doing is an avodah, the service of Hashem. No matter how big, no matter how small, the service of Hashem is the service of Hashem. A Gadol, a great person, doesn't distinguish. There's no difference to a Gadol, whether it's a huge, beautiful, you know, menorah, lighting the menorah on Hanukkah in front of thousands, or in the, you know, privacy of his own, you know, Dalet Amos, you know, picking up garbage or doing the dishes. It doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. It's the Ratzon Hashem, it's the Avodah that you need to do. Your home is your Beis HaMikdash. You are its Kohen Gadol. Everything you do in your home is the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting. I've been to a number of camps in my life. More recently, I was in a camp, I'm in Camp Hask. And the camp before that was a camp known as Malganav or / Heller. It's a known camp. So what I noticed is that there's a common denominator between both heads of camp. Those who've been to Camp Hask know this, right? So who's the head of Camp Hask? Reb Shmuel. So what's so interesting about Reb Shmuel and beautiful, he's the head of the camp, right? He's the number one in camp. And what does he do? He walks around, and what does he do? And he picks up garbage. You ever see him? You know what I'm talking about? He walks around the camp, he'll pick up garbage off the floor. Reb David Kamenetsky was the head of the camp, Reb Yisrael Kamenetsky's father, Zechon al-Racha. So he walked around, and I remember seeing he would pick up garbage and his successor as well. The point is that the Trumas of Hashem is garbage, but it's the avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't distinguish, and that's what Senator Lieberman taught us, right? Yeah, you know, I could be a big time senator, I could be someone who, you know, can control the outcome of you know, a certain, you know, vote, or he almost became vice president, but you do your laundry, right? That's something that you're never too big to do the small things. If it's the avodas Hashem, it doesn't matter. That's the lesson that I wanted to share at the beginning of this week's parsha. There is another lesson that I want to share with you. As you move into the continuation of the parsha, it says in Sheni, "Vaydebar Hashem Moshe Lemor, Zek Karban Aron Uvanav Asher Kibul Hashem Yomi Mashach Oso Asiris Ha'efa Solas Mincha Tamid Machatisa Ba'Bokar Machatisa Ba'ar." So, Torah teaches that this offering was told to Aaron and his children that when they start their first day in office, when they begin their first day in office, they bring Asiris Ha'efa, this 1/10 of an epha, right? Solas mincha tamim machatisa baboka machatisa ba'ar. Now, what's so interesting about this, that this offering that you would bring, if it was your first day on the job, was very similar to which other offering? To the offering of the Kohen Gadol that was brought daily, right? The chavite Kohen Gadol, machatisa ba'ar, machatisa ba'ar. Baboka machatisa ba'ar. Right, so what's interesting is that there's the same karban that was brought daily by the Kohen Gadol, Jacob, that same karban was brought on the first day of the job by the Kohen Hedyo. Okay, so every Kohen Hedyo, when he started his job, would offer this karban. Like a regular Kohen. Okay, not a Kohen Gadol. So what is that about? So perhaps there's a lesson here, which also is an incredible lesson. You know, think about the guy who is waiting his entire life. He's a Kohen, Sammy, right? We have a Kohen here. He's waiting his entire life to be old enough to do the avoda and the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Think about his excitement. Think about the lead up to such a avoda. Reuven, just, you know, picture in your mind this fellow, you know, for the very first time, he's walking into the Beis HaMikdash. He's so excited to offer this karba, right? It's the first time. It's the first day on the job, right? What's his, you know, what do you think his, what's going through his mind? What, you know, this, his mind is racing. His adrenaline is like pumping. He is so excited to do this first karba that he's never done in his life. It's interesting. That same karban was brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day. And what I think the Torah is communicating is that, you know why the Kohen Gadol is the Kohen Gadol? You know what the Kohen Gadol, you know, the level of a Kohen Gadol? The level of a Kohen Gadol is someone who can somehow take that excitement of the first day on the job, take that excitement on the first day of doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen's first crack at it, take that passion and excitement and fire and bring it into his daily avodah. That's an incredible challenge. That's an incredible challenge. The Kohen Gadol, the fact that he's able to do something every single day, but do it in the same way that the person who's done it for the first time, right? The Kohen, imagine, Sammy, you're going to be in the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to walk in there for the first time. You're going to be in awe. You're going to be in shock. You're going to be, again, you're going to be so like excited and passionate for what you're doing. Imagine someone being able to do that, Matt, every single day. Machatis, it's the same karba. The chiddush is that the Kohen Gadol did it every day. And that's why he's a Kohen Gadol, because he was able to bring that passion to his daily service. We have this idea by the Aaron. Chazal Rashi brings down in Parshas Baloska that when Aaron had done the avoda, it says, Rashi brings down, that Malamid Shelo Shina, right? That he didn't change. And people try to figure out, well, obviously he didn't change the avoda. You know, hello, we don't change, you can't do the avoda in a way that's not allowed, in a different way than Hashem commanded you. So isn't that obvious? What does that mean, Malamed Shaloshina? Again, once again, the Baalei Machshava explained No, Malamed Shloshina here doesn't mean he didn't change the halacha. Of course, he wouldn't change the halacha, even one iota. Of course not. There's no way he would change the halacha. He can't change any halacha. So what does it mean, Malamed Shloshina? So the Baal Machzor explained, it's not that he didn't change the halacha. Obviously, he didn't change the halacha. He didn't change his approach. He didn't change the way he went about doing the avodah. Like the first day he did the avodah, right, as we're being introduced in these parashios, when Aaron was first called upon to do the avodah, you can imagine his excitement and passion and fire till the very end of his life, the last day that he did avodah. Melamed Shaloshina. That same attitude, that same excitement, that same fire. Chevra, you know, we're in many yeshivas, we're in a zman that I think is known, infamously known as Sof Zman. I don't know if you're familiar with Sof Zman. If you are, whatever. But Sof Zman means like between Purim and hopefully after Purim, between Purim and Rosh Chodesh. Okay, now this year particularly is a long, we'll say Chorev Zman, right? It's a long winter. We're mamish in the middle of Sof Zman. Right? We're mamish in Sof Zman, right? Although we have an extra couple weeks, we learn Baruch Hashem and Yeshiva here, we learn much later. So we have more than a week or two. We have, you know, I think 3 more weeks or so. So, but we're in Sof Zman. Okay? Now, why is it called Sof Zman? Sof Zman, everyone's running around. They're anywhere but the Beis Medrash, right? And I understand that, meaning they learned for a long Zman. They really worked hard. And now they're like burnt out, we'll call it, right? The passion, the excitement for morning Seder is just not there. So we learned from Aaron, we learned that Melamed Shloshina, that we have to, it's difficult. We have to think about it, what we're doing, and try to internalize the importance of what we're doing. We're taking out the garbage, maybe, right? Right. We're picking up the garbage, but we're doing it in the Beis HaMikdash. We're doing it in the Beis HaMedrash, or wherever, you know, we're doing the Avodas Hashem. There's no room for, you know, lacking the excitement. We need to realize what we're doing. And when you realize what you're doing, whatever you're doing, right? Again, we're learning Torah. It's awesome. And anything else that you need to do, right? You're doing it in Hashem's palace. You're doing it for a mitzvah. Like Aaron, who took out the garbage every day, and he did it with great passion. When he lit the menorah every day, he did it with great passion. When he did the avodah every day, he did it with great excitement. So as difficult as it is to keep pushing and pounding and grinding, and whatever other adjective you want to use to describe what we're doing here, you have to do your best and keep at it. And Bezrat Hashem, Bizocha, to actually do the service in the Beis HaMikdash with that same vigor, same excitement. Amen. Amen.